The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on Tuesday evening, March 14th, 2023. James Kelso here, your host for the next hour. We're together Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The show is always live, and pretty much always you're invited to call in. This would be a particularly propitious evening during which to call in, as I don't, as of this moment, have any live Donald Trump event going on. We had a great live Donald Trump event last night, and I may resort to a few clips from that amazing two-hour speech, nine questions he took, kind of a new format to take questions after a Trump rally. He is, he takes, not that he's averse to taking questions, my goodness, no president ever gave so many informal press briefings than did Donald Trump. Every time he stepped out of a helicopter or a plane or walked across a lawn, he was eager to speak with the enemies of the people, the press, and he clocked them every time. So the but this is a good night to call in. So if you're in the mood, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And you can tell the president is very much has turned a corner in his thinking as to how painful the wait is to get back into the White House. It seemed like an awful long time when it was a four-year wait after the election was stolen. But now, pretty much whenever he comments on it, he goes, gee, this isn't that long. Well, he's looking at 20 months right now until the, I love the word he uses, retribution. That is a very good word. Son of a gun. Hang on just a second here. I'm just going to grab something. Let's see if I can do it in less than 5 seconds. I'm just walking over here to my... I love collecting dictionaries. I love it. And I have a bunch. Oh, my goodness. Dare I do this? Okay. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. Okay, I'm bringing over. I have to set up a table here. Okay. This is my favorite dictionary. And believe it or not, I bought this on eBay. And, you know, for all of you doing homeschooling out there, or just for your own purposes, it is so smart to have a great dictionary. It's a dictionary, which is an invention of our people. I used to know this better than I know it now, so I'll go back into it, look at it. But there were Europeans who realized, hey, we need a dictionary. And they, individual people, spent years compiling original first dictionaries. Well, here's one. This is one I bought on eBay. You know, these things are becoming more rare with the passage of time. But those of you that are older, remember when you walked into a good library in days of yore, there would be a sort of podium, lectern, a little table on which was placed a huge dictionary. And that's what I wanted. I wanted one of those huge dictionaries. The one I'm looking at here, which is the one you would see back in the 1950s and 60s, you'd see this in your local library. Webster's New International Dictionary, second edition. This baby is about how many pages? Let me get down here where I can see it. It is it's over 3,200 pages long. And they're big pages. It's a big format book. So it's almost 10 inches tall. You remember this dictionary, and it's got thumb marks in it, thumb tabs with all the letters of the alphabet. So I'm just going to look up retribution here. Somebody actually mailed this to me. I forget what I paid. I think it was about $100 for this thing. But let me look up the word retribution. And one thing I love about dictionaries, and especially old dictionaries, is that something George Orwell noticed was happening. Is that the communists, they like to take control of all important avenues of influence. And one of those is our language. Very key. That's why a lot of pages are taken up in 1984 with talk about the Newspeak and the Newspeak dictionary, where they rewrite the words, they redefine the words, they get rid of, they obliterate old definitions. Wherever they can find it, they delete it, and then they put in their new definition. And they're shaping people's thought by shaping their words. So let me look up retribution to give you an example of that comes to mind right away. This dictionary is dated. I love they put the word unabridged on there. This is so complete. Oh, my goodness. This dictionary is dated. Oh, what year is this thing? This is back before Elvis. Back before the Vietnam War came along, here's a beautiful plate of Noah Webster. Okay. 1945, and it's in mint condition. It's like it was the day it was printed. Why is that? Because it's printed on acid-free paper. It will long, long outlive several generations. Dictionary of the English Language, second edition, unabridged, Merriam-Webster, Springfield, Massachusetts, 1945. And I noticed I realized the date on this thing when I looked at let me go to the word I'm looking up before I get sidetracked here. all these beautiful engraved illustrations. And you have to have it mounted in a special way. You have to have it on a special little table to use this thing conveniently. But let me look up retribution. The other dictionary I love is the Oxford English Dictionary that comes in two volumes. That's now hard to get, and they don't print it anymore. They have an online version, but the print version with the very fine, what do you call that paper that is used for Bibles? Not vellum, but that very fine, thin paper, which is also acid-free and will last forever. That Oxford English Dictionary, the OED, is wonderful. But this is my favorite. This huge American dictionary, which is so quintessentially American in everything about it. Just beautiful. You could get an education just reading this dictionary. So I'm going to look up the word retribution, because Donald Trump said in his most recent two speeches, he said, "I am your retribution." So what did he mean by that? I'm going to find it for you. Apologize for having to look away from the microphone a little bit. And let me find it. I'm kind of being, I value this dictionary so much. I'm very careful with it. Although it's tougher than I am. It's very sturdy. Okay.
Let me get it up here. Let's see.
You need a forklift to pick it up.
I do have to bring it up here to look at it. Okay. Oh. Oh my goodness.
How much does this thing weigh? Oh. Okay. Okay, retribution. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna knock everything over. Okay. Retribution, recompense. It's from the old French, which is from the Latin retributio. Recompense, return, reward. That is now a rare use. Second use, the dispensing or receiving of reward or punishment according to the deserts of the individual, especially in the hereafter, often specifically the last judgment, as the power of retribution, the day of retribution. Third definition, that given or exacted in recompense, specifically punishment. Okay, especially condign. Boy, when's the last time you heard somebody using the word condign? Our vocabulary has so horribly shriveled. Kids are not taught words. Condign punishment in the hereafter. And then there's a use by Wordsworth listed here. And a synonym listed is requital. Requital. The retributor, this could be a new moniker for Donald Trump. The retributor, one who exacts retribution. And let me just show you how our language has changed. I haven't looked at this yet, to look at this, but we're in the letter R here. So I'm going to look for words that the Ministry of Truth does. They will invent words that never existed before to correspond to their new ideas, their new speak. And they also will delete words that used to exist. So I'm going to look up a word here. Let's just see. This is a 1945
dictionary, American dictionary, the best dictionary ever produced in America. This is it. This is the one. Unabridged second edition. Okay, I'm looking. I don't know what it's going to say here. So I'm looking with you. I'm looking up the word. Let me find it. Okay. I'm looking up the word racist. Okay, now you're not going to believe this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking up the word racist. That's a very common word, right? You hear it about every 5 minutes on the national news. Racist, racist. He's a racist. Oh, that's racist. It's like the most important word in the left's vocabulary. Okay, I'm looking, this dictionary, 3,200 pages, big pages, huge. The best dictionary ever produced in the history of the universe. It's not in here. 1945. This word does not include the word racist. And just another piece of context for that, interestingly enough, I looked, there's a flags of the world color plates in the front of the dictionary, and the flag for Germany has a swastika on it. The red, white, and black swastika flag is listed as the flag of Germany. But they don't have the word racist. It's not here. It's not here. So how could you, this has every word you ever could imagine. For instance, here's over here, race suicide. That's listed as a term, race suicide. The gradual extinction of a race through the voluntary failure of its members to have a number of children sufficient to keep the birth rate equal to or greater than the death rate. Race suicide. They have race riot. Race riot, a riot animated by racial dissensions or hatreds. Specifically, in the United States, such a conflict between whites and Negroes. They have a race problem. That's listed as a word you want to know about. Race problem, two words, a political or social problem arising out of a mixture of or conflict between races in a nation. So there you go. There's all things about race, but not the word racist. It didn't exist. It didn't exist. They had to invent it for your benefit, for our benefit today. They needed a word of opprobrium with which to make us inflict guilt upon us, to make us hate ourselves, to make us controllable. Okay, here we go. So, there you go. I don't know what I got sidetracked with that little thought, but we were going somewhere before I hit upon the idea of going into the other room and getting I have this big collection of dictionaries. I love them in different languages. And I especially I don't want current dictionaries. I don't even want one. Don't even sell it to me. I don't even want one on sale. I want dictionaries with dates like 1935, 1945, 1948, the year I was born. The dictionaries were so much better. They weren't politically correct. The same applies to encyclopedias. Try to get an encyclopedia now. Also, the Encyclopedia Britannica is not printed anymore. It's an online thing. When I was a teenager, there was a brief time I actually sold Encyclopedia Britannicas. That thing was magnificent. Gotta pay a fortune on eBay to get one now. We'll be back right after this break.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
That big boom you heard was, sorry, I did that. I smashed my microphone over. That song by Lee Greenwood is so incredible. I'm just looking him up. Melvin Lee Greenwood. Yeah, I'm confirming what I mean, obviously he's old, but he's really old. Born October 27th, 1942. So, just 3 years before this dictionary, just about crushing the chair it's sitting on next to me. This is the biggest dictionary in the world, folks. This is the best printed, most beautiful. It's got everything. And, the dictionaries I left behind. I used to live in California. I'm in North Dakota now, but it's been years. And I left some beautiful dictionaries back in California that I collected over the years. And I might try to get a couple of those again. But this is the most beautiful I've ever had. And it's in mint condition. I can't believe when I opened the package and I got it, the guy said it was in mint condition. When I spotted it on eBay, it was over $100. And I thought, this thing weighs, you know, you need that, your little kid's wagon to carry it from one room to another. How is this going to survive in the mail? I felt bad, you know, it's going to be torn apart with rough handling. No, the guy packaged it beautifully. It came in an enormous box, and it was just mint. It's beautiful. And so redolent of time. You open it up, and you can smell time. But Lee Greenwood, born in 1942, that's one reason he has some of these beautiful things about him come from his age. He was raised in a different America. And born in Southgate, California. Oh, that's not a place you want to be now. But I actually know, I have very good friends who were born in places like Compton and Southgate and so on. It was a wonderful middle-class white neighborhood once upon a time. Grew up in Louisiana and Sacramento on the poultry farm of his maternal grandparents. At the age of 7, Lee Greenwood started singing in church. So there you go, Lee Greenwood. Let me see if there's some other little thing that jumps off the page at me. And we'll... That song, the president uses it as the walk-on song to every one of his rallies. He used it in Davenport, Iowa, and he respectfully waits for Lee Greenwood to finish the song before he goes to the microphone. And let's go and look at what... I know where we got started here. We were looking up the word retribution. That really grabbed me when I heard the president say, "I am your retribution." Wow. Nobody's ever said that. I've never heard it used. I am your retribution. And of course, that's one reason, and I'll open this up as a theme here in today's show. It's got to be Trump. In order for us to get retribution. They destroyed our champion. They tried to destroy our champion. They didn't just... The retribution has to involve his restoration. It has to be that man who sits down at the Oval, in the Oval Office, at the Resolute, HMS Resolute desk. No other person will fulfill the destiny, will close the circle, no matter how good that other person might be. So and it looks as if this will happen. Isn't it unbelievable? When we began this show in 2015, most people said, "Come on, Kelso, he's not going to be president." I don't know why I felt he was going to be president. It hit me right between the eyes. This man is going to be the president. He's going to, in spite of all the opposition, the impossibility of the mission, he will complete the mission. We'll continue the thought right after this short break.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all.
Hopefully that's changing, folks. Hopefully most folks are caring. And certainly you are. We spoke of Lee Greenwood a moment ago. Born in 1942 in Southgate, of all places. Here is... Speaking of songs and singers and number ones, Lee Greenwood's had a bunch of them, 20 top singles. Here is rock star Donald John Trump. He is, go look it up. It's a top of the, you know, the music downloads list. I don't know the names of them, but you know, people get their songs in these downloads now. It's weird. I read a thing on vinyl. Vinyl is making a comeback. Oh, if I only had my vinyl collection still. Oh, worth a fortune. They pointed out that 50% of the people who own vinyl records now in the revival do not own a turntable. So they have the record. They can take it out of the sleeve and look at it and marvel at it. They don't even have a record player on which to listen to it. I used to be they called them audiophiles. Oh, my turntable, my Oracle turntable. Some of you, that may ring a bell for some of you to have an Oracle turntable destroyed in the Northridge earthquake in California. Oh, that was such a beauty. Came off of its table, destroyed. The Vandersteen speakers, there's another bell I can ring right there. Oh, those were the days, but... Who's the rock star who's number one on the music downloads right now? Who's the rock star? Is it Miley Cyrus? Is it Taylor Swift? I'm looking at these names here. They've all been surpassed by this new star, Donald John Trump. Now I'll play his recording, which is number one. Look at the list. He's number one. He's been number one for a week now. And he is accompanied by his backup singers are a group called the J6 Choir. The J6 Choir. That's an interesting name. Oh, that's the guys who've been in lockdown, lockup, solitary confinement for over 2 years in a Stalinist prison camp. Unbelievable that this is happening in America. Unbelievable. So here it is. Donald Trump reciting the Pledge of Allegiance while the J6 choir sings our national anthem. You just have to visualize. It's beautiful. The visualization here is beautiful, but you can get it from the audio. Here he is, rock star DJT.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands,
that's right. Move over, Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift. That was the song that is at the top of the iTunes charts. I mean, number one. It's called Justice for All. President Trump sang the Pledge of Allegiance and a group of J6 prisoners singing the national anthem. They're part of a choir. And it was a project spearheaded by rap contributor Cash Patel and American Sunrise co-host Ed Henry. And Ed Henry happens to be in the house with us right now.
Good to
see you. David Zero is going to be joining us a little bit later. Yeah. He's in my old stomping grounds. But good to see you. This is huge. You're kind of a big deal.
No, I'm not.
Now, that's that clip I just played for you is from Real America's Voice, my favorite TV, you know, visual, it's not TV, channel, Real America's Voice. You want to remember that name, RAV. It was the term that the hostess was giving you there. But that the choir we're listening to, the J6 choir, these guys, what a gutsy group. Most of them are U.S. Army military veterans. They are outstanding patriots. And they've been not able to see their children, their wives, their parents. They've been in horrible conditions. The water, some of them have shown water that they're given, which is brown. It comes out of the tap brown. That's obviously deliberate. And the choir, they sing every night. They sing the national anthem. And someone managed to get probably on a cell phone, to get a recording of them singing as a group. What an amazing group of brave people. And when they get out, and they will get out, and they will be vindicated, there will be retribution. Huh? Maybe that's what sparked the use of that word in Donald Trump's mind. He said, you know what we need? And he is on board with the J6 political prisoners. The greatest champion they have is Donald Trump right now. And all these other chicken pukes like Mike Pence, who won't touch the J6 prisoners. They won't go near it. What cowards. Mike Pence, what a worthless coward. And but that's what's needed to come full circle. All the wrongs that have been committed, they weren't committed against Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is the wrong guy. I don't know whether he's a nice guy or I don't know what his story is as a person. But no, he's not the man. And I'm not going to get into all the reasons he's the wrong guy, but that's number one on the song charts right now. Not the Rolling Stones, not the Beatles, not Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. No, it's Donald Trump and the J6 choir. And how long will they stay at the top? I mean, the left must just be having a nervous breakdown because of this. All right, let's go. Let's go. Oh, my goodness. I'm not looking at my call board here. If anybody calls in, I'll see you. It'll appear. Our engineer producer will put it right up on the screen, and I can put you on the air. And there's plenty of time for you to go on the air if you want to. All right, what's the president up to today? Let's go to his website, his message board, and here's a nice compliment he gives to one of my favorite websites, speaking of such things, thegatewaypundit.com. This is one of the things that Kelso reads every day. TheGatewayPundit.com, created just like this radio network, created by one man, John Stadtmiller. One guy. One guy's dream. One guy's sweat and toil for decades. The Gateway Pundit, likewise created by a pair of twin brothers, the Hoft, H-O-F-T brothers. And here's what the president writes. The great patriots at the Gateway Pundit, he wrote this today, at the Gateway Pundit site are doing an incredible job delivering truth to the American people. Follow them today at thegatewaypundit.com. Well, that's the kind of compliment you want to get. That the president himself is noticing what you're doing. And this is more good news. The president is he is noticing, complimenting, bringing to the microphone all sorts of your favorite radio hosts, writers, activists. He is associating with, reading, and paying attention to the right people. If you need any assurance, is Donald Trump straight with us? Is he the real deal? Yes, he is. And that is just one of the many such evidences. For example, a group of people created the Right Side Broadcasting Network. Kind of sounds a little bit like ours, the Republic Broadcasting Network. But this was just a small group of people with no money, no influence, nothing, no equipment. Somebody just had the idea, hey, the communist media is not covering Donald Trump. They're not putting his incredible rallies on the air. They said, somebody ought to do that. It's like what John Stadtmiller said to himself and what the Hoff brothers said to themselves. Somebody ought to do that. So these people at the Right Side Broadcasting Network, and they came up with their name, then they grabbed a camera and they started going to Trump rallies and putting them. They found out you can stream online and you can do it inexpensively. They started streaming Donald Trump. And now, how many years later, 6 years later, Donald Trump is calling them out for recognition, saluting them, linking to their website and their articles. And he says, he does this in an article I'm looking at right now. Despite freezing temperatures, Iowans showed up in droves for President Trump, and that's his speech on Monday. All right, let's go to another one here. Here's another one. He links, what network does he link to? RSBnetwork.com. That's Right Side Broadcasting. The president links to them. Trump is the reigning 2024 top dog in polling and turnout. Looking ahead to 2024, I'm reading from Right Side Broadcasting. President Donald Trump still has the power and pull to draw Americans far and wide to campaign events. Okay, here's the next one. Okay, now come on. The third article in a row linking not to NBC, New York Times, CNN. He's linking to these out-of-the-way people who created something from nothing. It's another link to rsbnetwork.com. And it's his clip. Under Trump, not one penny will go to schools with vaccine or mask mandates. That made my week, that statement from Donald Trump. It's the perfect, you know, perfect way to solve the vaccine quandary for the president. He got screwed. He got suckered by the vaccine fiends. But it's hard to say that. I can say it, but from his vantage, it's hard to say that. And especially when you're talking to scores of millions of people, maybe hundreds, half the population maybe, who have been vaccinated. Well, actually, injected. It's not a vaccine. But they were injected with this gene therapy treatment, untested. And you don't want to, you know, I have a hard time talking about it on the air here. Because I know I'm talking to a good percentage of you have been injected with the gene therapy that Fauci and his friends came up with. And I'll tell you what, may you be undamaged. May you recover. Here's what we're hoping, that your system, our incredibly beautiful immune systems, can wash this thing out. And that with time, you'll be okay, and it'll be something entirely in your past. That's our hope. But it's, you can't talk about it. You can't, you know, if you're Donald Trump, you need everybody to love what you're doing, everybody, all patriots, injected or otherwise. And so he's found the right answer here, the right formula. I will not give one penny. Here, let's listen to him say it. Who cares what I say about it? Let's see. Oh, I don't have the clip. I don't think I have the clip. I will not give one penny to schools from K to college that require masks or vaccines. And the crowd went wild. They went wild. And a lot of those people were vaccinated. A lot of them had been forced to wear masks. They were very, that's the right statement for the president to make. It lets them know, hey, I hate the vaccine. I didn't foist this on you. I got screwed. You got screwed. I hate it. And the masks, I hate those too. And I hate the people that foisted all of this on you. And I will be your retribution. We'll get even with those SOBs. Okay, let's look at another one. This is the president today. Okay, in his new book, Letters, his letters book, coffee table book, he's got all these letters from, you know, stars, famous people who were all buddy-buddy with Donald Trump. They were patting him on the back, asking him for favors, wanting to have dinner with him, wanting to be a guest at his house. Here's one, Oprah Winfrey. And the president puts up a picture of Oprah Winfrey. He says, decades ago, billionaire celebrity Oprah Winfrey, she's a billionaire. does she live in Montecito? What a town that is, next to Santa Barbara. Oh, my goodness. Talk about exclusive. Great place to go surfing back in the day when it wasn't so exclusive. Billionaire celebrity Oprah Winfrey casually wrote to Donald Trump that the two would make a great ticket for president, a letter Trump is planning to publish in a coffee table book, which you can order now. All right. Here's a link to another great website, Breitbart. That's on my favorite list. I read Breitbart every day. Andrew Breitbart died too young. Again, one single inspired individual who who said, you know what? They're not giving us the news. Somebody ought to do that. Andrew Breitbart stepped forward, put his time, his money into doing it, and then died much too young of something like a heart attack or something. Who knows whether there was any foul play?
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine.
A little break right here.
Men started crying.
We'll be right back.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump, that
Big
is.
John.
during the break there, I went down and got a ruler and brought it up to hold it against this magnificent Webster's New International Dictionary, unabridged second edition. Oh, my goodness. I mean, something has been lost. I don't want to do this nostalgia thing of, you know, woe is me. But I look at this 12-inch by 9-inch, that's how big it is, by 6 inches thick, that some people in this audience couldn't pick up. it is so beautifully made. I've been involved with book binding and book making and paper making and printing. I know a lot about all those things. And I look at this and I imagine, who could make such a book today and just sell it? You know, I wonder what it sold for. When this was printed in 1945, what kind of craftsman made this book? What skills did they have that made this paper, did this printing? There's nothing digital. There's no computerized anything. This is all done manually. The pages are printed by type that's been set in a, you know, when I was in junior high, we learned how to print. We learned how to print with a, I can't even remember what we called those things, but you set individual lead letters of type in a form and then printed them on a press. We actually did that. It was a class called printing. But somebody did this 3,000, and then how do you bind over 3,200 pages so that here I am in the year 2023. It was printed 55 plus 23. It was printed 70. I've got to write it down. It was printed in 1945. It was printed 78 years ago. I'm 74. Printed 78 years ago. And it's still fresh as the day it was printed. The paper is white. The binding is firm. People have been using it 78 years. Can we make things like that today? I don't know. Something has been lost. Anyway, make America great again. Again. Let's do it again. Let's build that incredible civilization that we older people remember and that you younger people rightfully yearn for and are entitled to. You deserve it. And our generations, us older generations, our most important moral obligation is to do what we can to give you a shot at that former America. Not blow it any further than we already have. We're kind of out of time here for today, Tuesday. We'll be back again Wednesday here in the Trump Clubhouse. And be ready to be amazed by, not this show, but the Trump phenomenon himself. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle